you. That was very well done. You guys can stay here if you want, because I'm going to ask the rest of your members of the church school to come down and join us for a few moments here at the front, along with our RE chair, Jamie Hinkle, and Chris Parker. Come on down, everyone. Good to see you this morning. Those of you who sang, thank you for singing for us. That was very good. Thank you so much. Well, the story we're going to do this morning is actually going to take place throughout the whole service today. We're going to start part of it now, and then it's going to continue on. We're going to have you down here for the first part of it, then have you stay with your parents or with the adults that brought you here this morning for the rest of it. And the reason we put these quilts here and that one hanging up there, because this is a story about quilts. And so I'm going to let Jamie and Chris and Carol tell you the first part of the story, and you'll be able to hear the rest of it at different times during our service this morning.
I like your mustache. You may have heard of the story of a quilt maker who lived in a wee house on the side of a mountain. Her only neighbors, the sun, the moon, and the stars. Each day, she toiled away on beautiful quilts that all said were the most beautiful in the land.
Few had ever seen her, a lost shepherd, a wandering woodcutter or two, but many knew who she was by her deeds. They said she was the most gifted and giving woman ever known, and that she could have grown immensely rich by selling her wondrous quilts. But she would only give them to those in need. And so every night, by the last of the candlelight, the quilt maker was remembered in the prayers of many.
But if by luck you should happen upon her and ask if she had always been such a giving person, the quilt maker would tell you that she was once quite different indeed. As a young woman, she gave no thought to people in need. It was not that she was selfish, but because she and all the children of the town had lived their lives in a world where poverty was unknown.
A great stone wall, thick and high, had been built around the town. The children had never seen what was on the other side, but the town elders told them that there was something terrible out there and that they should never, ever even think about going outside and to find a way to the other side. And so for many a night, the children would tremble in their sleep, imagining what the creatures might be waiting for them just outside the walls. Because all the people in the town were rich, the girl thought that it was the same for the whole world. Her parents had died and left her a fantastic fortune. And her life was very much like that of a princess. Everything she needed, she had. Everything she wanted was given to her. So incredibly wealthy was she that one day she realized that she simply ran out of things to buy.
Often, she would visit with the seamstress who made her gowns, who also had taught her how to make pretty little things with cloth and thread. One day, while they sat together in the attic sewing room, the older woman could see that the girl was sad. "What is it that makes your mouth turn down so?" she asked her.
"Oh, I don't know. I have everything anyone could ever want. I have friends who love me, a wonderful party to go to every night. Yet, even with so much, my heart feels empty. It seems as if there should be something more. I feel that I'm meant to do something important with my life, but I just don't know what it is."
"Don't worry," said the seamstress as she hugged her. "You'll find your way."
"But how?"
"Is it near or far? Is it right there before you to see?" "I cannot say for sure, but I do on your journey.
Now, ever since she was quite young, the girl had always been known for her bravery. She'd been the first to dare to climb the tallest tree, dance beneath the wildest rainstorm, or stand up to anyone for what she believed. And so, for some time, she had thought about stealing outside the wall to see just what the horrors were that lurked there. She knew the elders would be furious, but her friends would love the story she brought back. It had always been said by some that far below the town hall, there was a secret passageway, and that, if you were bold enough to venture inside, it would lead you to the world beyond the wall. However the stories went, those who had gone in had become lost forever.
Still, one night the girl decided to see for herself. She slipped by the six snoozing guards outside the town hall. Then she crept down the entire stairs, lower and lower beneath the sleeping city. And she came to the bottommost cellar, and there was only one door. A sign above the door read, "All who pass here shall never return." She looked behind her at the stairs that led up to her warm feather bed, but she decided to go on anyway. The girl turned the knob and with all her strength pushed open the great groaning door and went through.
The air was freezing. Spider webs hung from ceiling to floor, and as she walked, spiders became trapped in her hair. But because she knew they meant her no harm, she helped each to safety. She heard rats rattling in the darkness and bats squeaking to one another as though they were talking about her. Still, with her heart beating hard, she went on.
Then she came to a place in the passageway that led in several different directions. She chose her path and pressed on until finally her candle burnt out. Alone in the darkness, she became very confused and could not tell which way was which. She couldn't even guess how to return the way she'd come, but she was determined to go on.
Then, just ahead, she spied a candle burning. When she reached the candle, another suddenly appeared beyond it. She had no idea what this mysterious magic might be, but one by one, the candles led her through the gloomy passageway to the outside of the wall. When she finally came out, it was already morning. And what she saw was terrible indeed. The end of part one.
All right. Let's go back to your station. You'll get to hear the rest.